I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Our next guest turned his love for live music and his passion for promoting the arts into a website to spread the word about free events in our region. Ramondo Davis, welcome to Cityscape, which I'd also like to point out before we go any further is also a free service.
It is.
You actually spent some time in broadcasting yourself a long, long time ago.
I'm very proud to say I started my career on this air.
On this station?
Yes, indeed.
When would that have been?
1976. I worked very closely with Mary Edwards, your producer, and spent about 6 years working at KWMU before I moved on.
Wow. While you were in college? Is that how you...
I graduated during that time. Uh-huh. And I was also a photo editor of the campus newspaper, which kind of contributes to or helps me do what I do with free concerts, because I take a lot of photographs as well.
Right.
But I was Mr. Media on the UMSL campus at the time.
So you've got this background in broadcasting at one time, and I guess you always did go to a lot of concerts when you were younger. You've always enjoyed that type of thing?
Not near as many as I do now, but I have a passion for watching music be performed. So we have a group of friends who prefer to sit at the Botanical Garden, especially way back, where they cannot see the band, and the sound system, they put speakers around the area. If you've ever been there, you hear the sound well before you get to the stage. But yeah, I enjoy watching music be performed. I also enjoy meeting the musicians, and I'm a musician of sorts myself, so I can really relate to what goes on stage.
What do you play?
I was trained in the same music program Mary Edwards was, trumpet, and then tuba in high school. Learned a little bass, string bass, and then eventually taught myself guitar and electric bass.
So do you like all kinds of music?
Well, doing what we do and attending as many concerts as we attend, we have to have an eclectic appreciation. So we do enjoy and try to sample as many of the different genres that as are offered, and there are many. We have currently over 400 events on our calendar. And last year, I recall we had over 500 by the end of the season.
Wow. Well, I want to talk more about your website in particular in just a few moments. That's Free Concerts St. Louis. But it's an interesting story. So here you are in broadcasting, sort of a musician yourself, but you get out of that altogether and you go into software development?
Sure. Well, I went from radio to television. I became a television broadcast engineer and worked at local stations here in St. Louis. But a friend of mine who I told that the technology, computer technology, was replacing many of the people who ran TV stations and radio stations as well. They were losing their jobs because computers and robots were taking over. So he happened to work for Apple Computer and introduced me to the Macintosh.
So a survival for you.
Absolutely. He opened the door for me to learn software development, and over about 10 years of developing software, I learned a lot about marketing and software and web development, and now I'm exclusively a web marketing consultant.
So let me just read between the lines, Ramondo. But so while you're doing all this and making a living and everything, down deep, you've still got this passion and desire to be involved in arts type events.
Well, yeah. My wife, bless her heart, doesn't enjoy big crowds. I love crowds. So these free concerts that we attend and that we promote are all about community. And when we can get out and interact with the people and the sponsors and the organizers and the bands, it's great fun. And that's what we really try to encourage, is to get people out from behind their televisions watching reruns in the summer and enjoy this vast amount of choices we have in beautiful venues, great local talent. Most of it is local talent, and just enjoy it.
All right. Well, it was about 2 years ago, I think, almost to the day, isn't it, yep, that you launched this website, Free Concerts St. Louis.
I'd love to tell this story. I was using Facebook so much to talk about the events that we were currently attending, and I still do that a lot. Friends were saying, why don't you just create a website? Because they knew I was a web marketer. So we were sitting at the Botanical Garden, Whitaker Music Festival, on June 6th, 2012, and we were waiting for the concert to start, and I thought, why don't I see if freeconcertsstl.com, the domain name, was available? So I pulled out my iPhone, and I did a quick search and found that it was available, and I purchased it on the spot while I was sitting there in the lawn chair at the Botanical Garden. Within 3 weeks, we had the site launched, and we launched it officially on July 1st, 2012.
I'm thinking that you probably... Your motivation originally was not just to make money.
We've made so little money off of this site. We're currently looking for sponsors, but
I think you had no advertising budget at all these last 2 years.
Zero.
You were just hoping maybe sponsors would find you?
Well, it started out as a labor of love, and we really didn't think too much about turning it around into some money-making venture. But now we We spend so much time, especially my dear wife, who does all the research and does most of the data entry. And I can talk about that, the difficulty of getting these events collected and into our website. But it's time now that we find some funding and that we be able to do so much more. I have a full-time job, but still, in my spare time, I like to do this work, and she does as well.
And let's point out, too, that these events are not, it's more than concerts, festivals and other things.
Right. St. Louis has so many festivals. As early as April, they run very, very frequently through the middle and late October. There are quite a few festivals this weekend. As an example, there's a big festival in Belleville, another one in Chesterfield, and several others around town. It's just amazing, and it's easy to let me talk briefly about the fact that we are an aggregator. I know that you can always find a concert if you're looking for it, but we make it so easy because we collect them and put them in one place. So our primary purpose is to promote the bands. As you look at our listings on the calendar, usually it's the name of the band in the listing on our calendar. But when it comes to a fair and festival, usually there are several bands. So we list the fair or festival or both and include.
I want to point something out, and it's going to lead me to a question. I want to acknowledge that on our website, stlpublicradio.org, we do have a page that's devoted to free summer concerts, too, and it's updated weekly throughout the summer. It was a feature that was started with the St. Louis Beacon, and if you're interested in seeing that, go to our website and search Summer Concerts 2014. The reason I mention that is there are a lot of websites, I guess, where you can go and find free events. Mm-hmm. So what is so special about yours?
Well, we love the fact that there are competitors out there, and we don't consider them competitors as much as a resource to us to find more. But what we offer is a calendar-based resource. We categorize by many different categories. We have a set of pages devoted to the name of the series. Somebody might know Whitaker Music Festival or the Faust Park series that the Chesterfield Chamber of Commerce puts on. We allow them to filter through our schedule any way they like. They can search the name of the band. They can search the name of the sponsors. They can search the name. They can search for just about anything. Plus, they can go to the date that they happen to be looking for. They're having a visitor from out of town. They know that they have a date that they have in mind. They can go to that date and see everything available. So we are unique not only because of the filtering and the options for finding the events, but we also always link, if one exists, to the original source of the content. So if Chesterfield's putting on this wine festival over the weekend, we will link to their site. So we promote and create traffic to those other sites.
Do you ever get any flack? And let me tell you what I'm thinking.
Sure.
I mean, it's, you know, we all believe in supporting the arts with our dollars, you know, mm-hmm. paying to go see things.
Right.
So does anybody ever get on your case? It's you're just promoting free stuff. What about all the professionals that are trying to make a living?
That's not the flack we get. I think any band that has to make a living loves us. I know they do for several reasons. But we're just doing the best we can to promote, to get people out. We want to provide a service to the people so they can find the entertainment. We like to support the host and the sponsors so they will keep doing it and do it better each year. And we certainly want to get the bands paid. None of these bands, or very, very few of these bands, are doing it for free.
And I want to give an example, and maybe you can give an example of some things coming up this weekend. But I want to point out that it's not just like rock and folk, the things you might think of. There's all types of music that you promote. For example, there's a free concert series, the Gateway Festival Orchestra, which features mm-hmm. concerts each Sunday evening in July on Washington University's Brookings Quadrangle. That's one example of the diversity. But what have you got on the calendar this weekend?
Well, if you go to our homepage, you'll see Wine and Dine Jazz in Belleville, Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters at a very great series that the zoo puts on called Jungle Boogie. That's tonight. Webster Groves has a great series at the gazebo in Old Orchard. Javier Mendoza plays there. St. Charles-based band Serapis is in St. Peter's at the Lakeside, 370 Lakeside. I could go on and on, but and then this weekend is jam-packed full of individual concerts and fairs and festivals.
Well, you have a Facebook page. You have a weekly newsletter. How do people use this?
Well, Facebook enables us to interact and to put media up that isn't really appropriate or isn't as effective, I should say, on our website. And by the way, I didn't mention this. I shoot photographs of every concert I go to.
You did mention it briefly, but since you brought that up, what do you do that for?
I do it for self-promotion. I watermark each photo, but I give those photographs to the band to use as they wish with the watermark. I like to get my credit. I do not sell them unless they want a raw, untouched, unwatermarked version. But I do it to promote us because everybody likes to look at the pictures. The band especially likes the pictures.
Now, you said that you have a full-time job. So how many events do you actually really attend every weekend?
Well, this year, my wife and I have averaged about 1.5 a week. But last year, we were doing at least 2 a week.
What does 1.5 mean? You leave early?
Some weeks we might not go to one, but very seldom, very seldom. At least 1 a week.
Uh-huh. You also hold meetups and other events.
Yeah, we have a meetup.com account, and it's very popular, but we haven't yet figured out how to have a meetup at a public place like that. Usually, meetup is in a restaurant or a meeting room where you've got an enclosed space. It's kind of hard to have a meetup at a public place because most of these venues don't allow you to block off a big chunk of space and camp out and wait till people show up.
We're talking with Raimondo Davis. He's president of Free Concerts St. Louis. That's a website that gives you information about all the free things, not just concerts, festivals and things going on in our region. If you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to Free Concerts St. Louis. And so what have you learned in the last 2 years?
Wow, that's a great question. That people love us. I would say it's so gratifying. Two things happen at concerts. The general public will walk up to and say, great to meet you. And then also the bands will sometimes mention us from the stage and give us a free plug.
Well, we love what you're doing.
Thank you.
And we all love free, right?
Absolutely.
Raimondo Davis, Free Concerts, St. Louis. And go to our website for a link. Thanks so much, Raimondo, for being here. And best of luck in promoting all the great stuff that's happening right here in town.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you.
Now, Cityscape is going to be preempted next week. That's for the Capitol Steps July 4th special. But the following week, we're going to talk about Cinema St. Louis's Filmmaker Showcase. And then in the next installment of Soundbites produced with Sauce Magazine, we're going to take a look at Vietnamese cuisine in the area. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk about efforts to raise the percentage of St. Louis high school students to go to college and have success there. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer with assistance from Aaron Dorr, Amanda Hunigfort, and Kyle Jacoby. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible, in part, by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Again, the Capitol Steps next Friday, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. I hope that you join us then. Have a great weekend.